Yesterday we were talking about the machlokas between, today we're on Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. And yesterday we were discussing the machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and the Tanna Kamma about whether there's a kmitza on the Milchas Chayta of a Kohen. According to Rabbi Shimon, there's a kmitza, and nonetheless, the Shirayim are not eaten, but it's a Milchas Kohen, and they're brought on the Mizbeach. The shaila is how he arrived at such a strange conclusion. So the Gemara Darsha is yesterday from the Vachom and Chas Kehein Kolil Tiyelo Toktor, and we darshan that as Lotiach Elamin, that the same halacha of Vaisala Kohen Kamincha tells us that there's something that is the same about his Korban Mincha. Namely, that it requires, it's like a normal carbon, according to Rabbi Shimon. I'm just comparing it not to the Minchas Kohen, but to the Minchas Yisrael. And, therefore, it requires kmita, as far as what the Kohen does, but that's only La Kohen. When it comes to the Yishim, it ends up being like a normal Minchas Kohen. And for the Yishim, therefore, the Yishim get the whole thing. That's how Rabbi Shimon does it. So HaKetzat came its Korah B'Atzmah, Shirayim Kreinim B'Atzmah, and that basically seals the sugya if we learn it from over here. That's around the, okay, the end of the eighth line. So now, the way that we were learning the opening of the Pasuk, and why does it say Vaisala Kohen Kamincha when it talks about the Minchas Chayte of the Kohen, to tell me that he has a right to be makriv that korban himself, even though it's coming on him. Now the truth is that we've already, in the introduction to the sugya, explained what the Gemara is about to do. But the Gemara is concerned that, in other words, we understand that the difference between this case and a normal case is that he's the Nisqaber. But the Gemara first wants to speak this out. In other words, why do we need a raya that a Kohen can do the korban for himself? Why not? Doesn't it say, yes, it's the Gemara, this deal of unquote. You're telling me we learn out of the Pasuk, Vaitala Kohen Kamincha. This we know from the famous Rasha, Minayin LeKohen, Shebao Makriv Korbono Tav, B'chol Eit V'chol Sha'ar Sheyotzeh. How do we know that a Kohen can bring his Korban at any time that he desires, as long as they're his own, they're his own Korbanotav? Talmud Lomar, Uba Bechol Uba, Uvechol Avat Nafsho V'Sheret. Whenever he so desires, he can show up. Richie, we started at 8 today. Maybe we should move it up to 7:30. So he should come Bechol Avat Nafsho. And that means whenever he so desires, he can show up and he can do the Sheirut. And this is the Gemara, as we understand it. I might have thought that that means Korbanot Tav that he brings as an Adava. But Dava Shabal Chayte Malo, as it's coming to be Machaper on him, maybe not. Why? But I have another pasuk for that. You're telling me even that didn't. That the fact that he can bring a korban chatas, a minchas chatas, on himself, I need to know from him, vayitala mincha, lakohen kamincha. I know it also from another pasuk. That is learned out from the following. Vanami miyocha nafka miyosam nafka. V'chiper hakohen al hanefesh hashogeget b'chet abishkaga. Here it says the Farish. The kohen should be mechaper on the nefesh. In other words, he is viewed separately from the nefesh. He deals with the nefesh. In which case, he can deal with his own nefesh. In other words, there's the nefesh ha-katov that did its chet b'shogeg. So far, that means that that's the Kohen's business to deal with. Nefesh always means any nefesh. It's almost a generic issue. That which is possessed of nefesh. So then, I mean, you don't have to say ala nefesh, you can say he's mechaper, ala chayte. Now, though the pshat is, even on his own nefesh, he can be mechaper. So, in which case, I know from the pasuk, v'chiper hakohen ala nefesh, already that there's a din of the Kohen's being allowed to bring b'chol avat nafsho his korban chatas, mincha. So malam ichakoyim is chaper oide atzmo. So why do I need the drosha vaitel ha-kohen kamincha to tell me that the Kohen has the same rights to a minchas kehen chayte as he would to his nidvas kehen? Because I miahi ava minahane mili bishogeg. Note that the pasuk over there talks about the nefesh that is chata bishkaga, says the Farish. So the shogeget is what element? That which the nefesh is mischaper on. Okay? How about those menachot that are brought for mezid and not for shogeg? Now, what? How about a shivcha charufa? So the din over there is, you have the same halacha that you would have on, let's say, the osha of a shivcha charufa is brought by mezid. The chet of a chatas of a mincha, which is brought on, which is what this pasuk is talking about, it's brought on shmias kol, which is shvuas ha'edus. Shvuas ha'edus even by mezid, as we saw back in shvuas, you bring a korban for. So if the Kohen is chayev, let's say, an Ashim Shivcha Charufa, or a Kohen is chayev for making, swearing to someone that he didn't know testimony about him when he did, even if he did that b'mezid, he needs to bring a korban. Does he get to bring that korban for himself if it's not the Mishmar's turn? Well, b'chol avat nafsho doesn't say that, because b'chol avat nafsho is dafka nedava. The Vechipur HaKohen Al HaNefesh HaShogeges doesn't say that, because this isn't a shogeg. So how do I know that even the mezid, he has the right to bring it? Therefore, this pasuk, Vaital HaKohen Kamincha, tells us that a Kohen always has a right to bring even his own minchas chote, no matter whatever carbon he's bringing with it. Gamash Bulan. Hey, the mezid, what case are you referring to? Bezodan Shmo. We're talking about a case of Shua Seidus that he did the mezid. Why not? Now, all of this learns Rabbi Shimon's halacha from his analysis of the fact that it doesn't say kol minchas kohen, where it says vaitat la kohen kamincha. It doesn't say kaminchato. It says kamincha. So the deal here that here, therefore he makes, is that the din of the Kohen by a minchas chatas of a Kohen is similar to the din of a minchas yisro, a mincha, not similar to the din of a minchas Kohen, and memela, it requires kmitza, correct? That's the way we learn it. Now there's a braisa that says this differently. Tanya Idach. Rabbi Shimon Omer, minchat choteshu kohanim nikmetzet, hakomitz kara b'tnei atzmo v'ashirayim krevim b'tnei atzmo. That's what we learned in our Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon Omer, HaKometz Korev Batzmo, Vashirayim Mipazrim Abed Adeshim. This is a new halacha. Neshirayim, this is his own son, he seems to be arguing with him. Neshirayim are not brought b'fnei atzmam, rather they're sprinkled over the Beit Adeshim. Now what is that supposed to mean? Om Rechia Bar Abba, Havi Bar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan asked about this sheet of Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon. When he says Beit HaDeshen, what is he referring to? If he's talking about the Beit HaDeshen Dehecha, Idil Mala is referring to the Beit HaDeshen. I mean, it's usually not the way we use the word, but we do know that the Deshen of the Mizbeach was often raked up to the middle area, which was called the Tapuach, because it was shaped like a large mound, rounded mound of ash. And in order that everything else should burn directly on the flames rather than being covered by a bunch of ash, they would periodically clean it off and bring it to the middle, and every once in a while at the Trumas HaDeshen they would also clean off the Mizbeach completely. Now, if that's what he's referring to, and he's saying that the Shirayim in this case are put on that area of the Mizbeach to distinguish them from the Kometz, so the Kometz is put directly on the Yishin, and this is put on the Yishim, but in a different place, on the Beit HaDesh and Lamala, in order to distinguish it. I mean, so then if that's what he's referring to, Tainas Reb Yochanan, he's not saying anything that is substantively different than what his father is saying. Hainu Avua. I mean, his father also said that they're craving. I mean, this is not the place to bring in Omar as if it's a different Shita. And that's already not negay. You put it here, you put it there, you're putting it on the mizbeach. What's nafkamina?
This is burnt.
It'll be burnt. It's just a question of which part of the mizbeach. It's still going to be burnt. Yeah, it'll still be burnt in the middle. Fine. Look, he can't be saying you stop, put it there, and it's not burnt. It's got to be. If he's saying you're putting it on the mizbeach, you can't put something on the mizbeach for fun. It's got to be that it's there to burn. But so it's essentially, he wants to say that it's in an area which it's nicker separately. So say that as a different mimer. Don't make it an argument with his father. Here's what Rabbi Shimon says. No. Says Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon. No. That's not the way we do it. Ida lamata. And if he means you put it lamata, Yeshva Dabashakar of Lamata. Now, what exactly Lamata means? Tesis brings a shita of the Rashi, of it, which he brings from the Kuntres, and he says the Lamata means the Beit HaDeshen, which was outside of the Beit HaMikdash. Rashi, our Rashi, I mean, there's also the Rashi here that you'll notice starting from this parak, we have the Rashi that's a Ksav Yad that comes along with us all the time. So there apparently are various versions of the Rashi, but neither of them bring the Tosis's version of a Kuntres that was published on Menachos, which he claims it was a reference to the Shefach HaDeshen, which is always called the Shefach HaDeshen, that's outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Tosis says, that's crazy. And he said, it would be possible to Yaitse, and how could it mean that we're going to take it out beyond? That doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make any sense. Okay. So Rashi's pshat and the Rabbi Natan is that it's talking about the Shefach, the Beis HaDeshen he's calling, even though, again, it's generally not called that. He's talking about the place where you put the mura and the notes of the birds and the deshen, the trumas deshen. So that's absorbed into the ground next to the base, next to the mizbeach, next to the kevach. And maybe that's what it's referring to. I mean, but so then whoever heard of such a thing? I mean, there's not, you can't call that korev. I mean, if the point is that you're supposed to be bringing the shirayim, so then what do you mean you're putting it on the floor? Amale Rabbi Abba, maybe his shita is that it doesn't require hakrava. Maybe that's the whole point. Maybe he's saying that even though it's also to eat it, lo se'achel, but there's no mitzvah to burn it, and it should be put where you would put the portions, let's say, of an oath that you don't bring on the mizbeach gufas, you put on the side of the mizbeach. Achiko, like they laughed at him. What kind of stupid shot is that? I mean, imagine. What do you mean? The Torah is telling you, bring this korban, in order to throw it out. That doesn't make any sense. Whoever heard of bringing a korban, that should be the avodah of the korban, to throw it out. That doesn't make any sense. Tani avod Rabbi Yogi. Now, Rashi has a shot in which he was makabel from his Rebbe that this next piece relates to what we just said, and it's a reason not to laugh on Rav Abba. The pashtus of the sugya is, however, as Rashi himself points out, that what we're about to engage in is a new thing and has nothing to do with the Gemara before. Now, the way Rashi's Rebbe is learning is that Avuah the Rebbe often learns from the pasuk, Kol minchat kohen kalil tiyeh. Lo se'achel. You have to, I think, it's kedai to take a look at the pasuk. I'll bring you the color and you'll see.
I'll get.
I already got it.
It's not coming and I didn't jump. No,
it's
a fist. I had 4 seconds.
The Pharaoh here is discussing
the inyonim of the Minchas Chavitim brought by the Kohen Gadol. And in the middle of the parsha of the Chavitim, it switches to the din of the general Mincha of a Kohen. So if you take a look in Tzav, note that in Sheni, it says like this: "Vaydaber Hashem Moshe leMor, Zeh Korban Aaron uVanav Asher Yakrivu laHashem biYomim Hashachos." So this talks about the Minchas Chinuch, the day that a Kohen goes in to the Mizbeach, to be oved. Talks about how to make it. Then it says in Pasuk Tesvav, "Va'akohen Amoshiach Tachtav Mibonav Yaseh Osa." This is the din of the Chavitin, that every single day the Kohen Hamoshuach that takes the place of Aaron brings his Chavitin. Chok Olam LaHashem Kolil Toktar. Note that Kolil Toktar, the Chavitin has to be brought completely. Then V'chol Minchas Kohen Kolil Tihyeh Lo Seyakel. All any mincha that's brought by a kohen has to be kolil, and it's usher to eat it. So it shall be kol. Doesn't say the lashon of kolil toktor, but it's kolil tihiye. Now comes along now the drasha of Avodah Rabbi Avi that kol minchat kohen kolil tihiye lo teyachel is coming to tell me la'achila hiksheitiha. That the only comparison that is being made over here between the general menachos and between the minchas chavitim, which is the unique korban of the Kohen Gadol, is only in terms of this issue and no other. Namely, that there is a comparison of what appears to be obvious, only the din of achila, meaning that there's no eating of it, but not any other comparison is meant. What is that supposed to be? Michael Amar. And it says, Khalil, basically, in both of them, correct? So obviously you can't eat it if it's going to be Khalil. Omar, Rabbaye, I'll tell you what he's trying to say. What he's trying to say is, Afik Omar. Now, again, according to Rashi, what we're focusing on is that we just asked Akasha, and we said, what kind of nonsense is it to say, go bring a carbon, and then throw it onto the Beis Hadesh, meaning onto the Mokum of the Mura and the Notes of the Earth, in which case it wasn't brought in the Mizbeach at all. That doesn't make sense, and we were laughing on that. So we, the Gemara answers, don't ask me v'chi yeshlecha dovar ha-karev li'ibud. Over here, in this particular case, it is a gzeres ha-kosev. Why? Because it says, kol minchas kohen. And he's saying that means lachila hikshesiv, meaning the comparison of the minchas chayte to the minchas nedava is only insofar as achila, meaning that neither of them are eaten, but lo ledava acher, meaning, but not in terms of akhtara. Don't think that we're supposed to be maktir the minchas kohen, the way that we, for a carbon nachatas, the way we would be makriv, the mincha of a nidvas kohen. Oh no, for that I'm not comparing it. So in other words, this teaches that yes, neither of them are allowed to be eaten, but don't come and ask me, what, you want to laugh at me? Go laugh, chas v'sholem on the Torah. That's what it says. I'm comparing it only legabi the dinim of achila, and not legabi the dinim of achtora. In which case, the minchas nedava is brought in the mizbeach, and I'm telling you, don't bring it on the Mizbeach. I'm going to decide what to do with it. So we put it on the Beis HaDesh, because we can't put it on the Mizbeach. So this would be the excuse for what it is that instead of laughing at the possibility that it's Le'ibut, Rabbi Abba is saying, maybe that's innate in understanding the Pasuk. That the Pasuk is saying you have nothing to do with it. Because I'm only telling you it has the din of a Minchas Kohen, Legabe Yisrachimu. Now, Abaye says, again, if this is a new drasha, so far we haven't heard anything. We're wondering what is meant. Taina Abaye Avikoma. Kol minchas kohen, lo teyachel, meaning, in what sense? Lachila, meaning, his chova shall not be eaten. Kolil tiyeh nidvato. But his nedava should be brought in its entirety. So in other words, the lo teachel chovato, but, so again, if you're learning like Rashi's Rebbe, lo teachel chovato, but, I don't know, throw it to the Beis HaDesh. If you're learning that it's a maimer b'fnei atzmo, then it's following Stam, the sheet of Rebbe Shimon, and it's saying, don't bring it all up together. So you can't call it Khalil in the sense of being brought all as one thing, but you'll bring it separately. Omar le Rava, says Rava, boy, oh boy, you got a pretty sharp knife there. I mean, you're cutting the pasuk in the middle, You cut off the bottom piece, stick it in between, and then you darshan the bottom first, and then the top afterward. Oh, what kind of shot is that? Sakina Kamifa Matsukikroi. You've got such a sharp pasuk, you know how to slice between the letters. Even on Shabbos you could do that. So you're going to slice the pieces of the pasuk up, you dice it, and you put it back together the way you want. Because what it says in the pasuk is, Kol Minchas Kohen Kalil Tiyeh Lo Teachel. And you're darshaning, Kol Minchas Kohen Lo Teachel. That's the only thing that they're similar in. Every minchas kohen lo teachel. And then, if it's in a dogma, then there's a new din. Kalil tiyah. That's how you read it. But it doesn't say that. It says, kol minchas kohen kalil tiyah. So the comparison has to be to the kalil. That isn't how to read it. Therefore, says Rava, I'll tell you how to read the pasuk correctly. Omar Rava, read it in order. Kol minchas kohen kalil tiyah. That means, make sure that every minchas kohen that is up to him to bring is kalil. So that means his nedava should be the same as the minchas chavitim. Don't do anything to it, just bring it up. Then when it says lo teachel, even on the type of carbon that you would think maybe could be eaten because you were kaimetzet, nonetheless, lo teachel, I'm telling you that there's an isra of achila even on a minchas chavitim. Now the question, is it brought up, is it thrown to the deshen? Either that's left to your laughing out of town, but like we did before with Rav Abba, or according to Rashi's Rebbe, we're giving an option for, I'm telling you, it's not included in the Kalil Tiyah, it's only included in the Yitzhar Achila, so you can put it in the deshen. So essentially what we're doing over here is we're comparing one type of Minchas Kayin to the Minchas Chavitim, and we're saying that should be compared and be brought up entirely on the Mizbeach. But there's another type of Minchas Kohen that is not included, and that type of Minchas Kohen is Lo Teachel. That's how he's learning it, correct? Now how do you know which one is which? Well, you're taking for granted the Nevdata is the one that should be similar to the Minchas Chavitim. I mean, you could say the opposite, couldn't you? The Minchas Chavitim is a Chayva. So you could say, those things that are coming is a chobah, the way the minchas chavitim are coming, such as the minchas chaytei of a kohen, they have a din of a minchas chavitim kalil tiyah. Those things that are coming is a nedava over there, you treat it like a nedava of Yisrael, and you bring a kmitzah and so, now how do you know to look at it, that it's a given, I mean, you're prejudiced. It's a given that the minchas chayim that's a nedava is supposed to be like the chavitim kalil tiyah. I don't see why that's necessarily true. Ask the Gemara, the epochano, why don't you say it in the other direction? Well, says the Gemara, it's more mistader that the nidvat kohen should be similar to the chavitim of the kohen gadol. Why? Because mistader nidvat say have it like the rabuye she came to dira. First of all, you can bring a minchas kohen every day, right? If it's a nedava, you have to bring a chavitim every day, right? Okay, can you bring a minchas chayte every day? No. I mean, you'd have to do the chait. You can't just, I mean, it's not tavir in any way. If you fell into that chait, somebody asks you, do you know witness testimony for me? And you say, no. Okay, so then you bring. Otherwise, you don't bring. So that makes the nidvas kohen more tadir than, the nidvas kohen is more tadir than the chovas kohen. It can be similar to the chavit. I'll bring one a day. Furthermore, the chavitim is a chov every day. Furthermore, is the chavitim broad for a chet? No, chavitim is broad as a fine thing. Okay, so a nidvas kohen is also broad as a fine thing. I mean, you don't want to bring compare something that's being brought off chet to the minchas chavitim. The chavitim is only the kohen gadol. Furthermore, so it's lo chata. Furthermore, it's similar to the chavitim in that it's basim rechi. It's nice, fat, kishmak, and sweet. Why? Because both of them have shemen. The minchas chayte doesn't have shemen. It's a completely different type of mincha. Why would the kohen want... The Torah is telling us kalil taktar. Kalil taktar because it has the chaviva to bring kishmak. Why would I think to compare a minchas chayte that's not kishmak with... Kishmak literally means, by the way, in Yiddish, basim rafe. Right, because we're for shmek, for smell, which is reyach over here. So Boston Record is something that's fulfilling about it. And therefore, it makes more sense to compare the Nedava to the Chavitim than the Chet, the Mitzvah Chayva to the Chavitim. Says the Gemara, wait, I can look at it a completely different way. It makes more sense to say that the Mitzvah Chayva, namely the Mitzvah Chayte, is more similar to Chavitim because, first of all, when a Kohen is no day of a mincha, he can bring whatever size he wants. He could say, I am no day 11 esronot. Why not? But if he's bringing a chavitin, he can only bring an isarin. And if he brings a minchas chayte, he can also only bring an isarin. So that means that the minchas chayte and the minchas chavitin are more similar than the minchas adava. They're predefined. This is what they consist of. Okay. So, first of all, it's Yisroel. Furthermore, and this is the most similar thing, they're both Chovah. The Chavitin has to be brought, the Mirchas Chayte has to be brought. Isn't it reasonable to compare Chovah to Chovah rather than Chovah to Nedavah? And this would radically revise all of our assumptions about Mirchas Chayte. Instead of thinking that Mirchas Chayte refers to Mirchas Nedavah, we would understand that Mirchas Chayte refers to the Chayte, is the Chayte. So they are compared to the Chavitim, which are also the Chayvites of the Kayan. Says the Gemara, yeah, you're right, but Hanak Lefishin, three is better than two. In other words, if I have three ways in which the Torah is telling me there's only a partial comparison. One type of mincha is compared to Chavitim, one type of mincha is not compared to Chavitim. It's left to us to determine which one is which. So I have to make an analysis. So if I have three ways in which a nedava is more similar to a chavitin, and two ways in which the chayva is more similar to a chavitin, I just go according to what's most reasonable.
Really kind of easy there.
Yeah, basically. V'rabbana, hai kol minchas kohen kalil tiyeh lo teyachel mayavdi, right? So now, what about the Rabbanan? Now, again, it depends how we're learning this. If we're learning it the way Rashi himself learns it, then the machloket that we're referring to over here with the Rabbanan, maybe your raincoat should come off. I mean, it is indoors. We're not skiing in here. Maybe that's what's doing it. That's what's giving you the skiing. No? You don't think so? I mean, if I were wearing a heavy coat and I was holding those two poles in my hands, and like you're doing, and I had that weird stick on my foot, I would also think maybe I'm on a mountainside. You really have to stop this. I mean, she's getting here. Someday, somebody's going to think you're a little strange, Rich. Walking through the road, I like that. Oh, boy. So the Rabbana that we would be referring to over here is Rabbanu Arga and Rabbi Shimon, because what did this Pasuk just show us? Pasuk just showed us that we're not going to treat the Minchas Nedava the way we're going to treat the Minchas Chayva, the way we treat the Minchas Nedava. That's Rabbi Shimon Shita. The Rabbanan Shita and the Mishnah is absolutely no difference between the Minchas Chayva and the Minchas Nedava, correct? So the Rabbanan over here, they're looking at this drasha. It has nothing to do with them. How are they going to understand the pasuk? What is, in fact, the relationship that the Torah is telling me? On the one hand, lo te'achel, that's a separate thing, and then on the other hand, we have something that compares the kalil tiyah to the kalil tuktar. How do you explain that? If we're going according to Rashi's Rebbe, and Tosfos also makes this assumption and decision, then the Rabbanan over here is not only the Rabbanan that argue on Rabbi Shimon, correct? It's also Rabbi Shimon. Because this drasha was proving the Rebbe Elazar of Rabbi Shimon's shot. That it shouldn't be put on the Mizbeach at all. It shouldn't be Kalil. So in other words, how do both Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon understand the prophet that's coming to tell me that apparently there's no din of Kalil on in other words, not brought on the Mizbeach, again, like Rababa's time, it's put on the Beit HaDesh. How do they understand it? So, for Rabbanan, I come as Chat Kohen Kalil Tiyeh, Lo Tiyachel Mayav, Dilei, Miboy Alelekirit, Anya. They say, you know what's coming to tell me? It's coming to tell me that the halachas that apply to the minchas chabitim apply to the minchas nedava and cheva, and vice versa. Because you'll notice that it doesn't say anywhere in the minchas chabitim that there's an isra achiva. It doesn't say anywhere that there's a chiva haktara on the others. It's coming up to you. So therefore, ein yela el yona bechalil toktor v'tachtona belote acher. The first topic, what were all those first tzukim? They were a reference to the korban chavite kohen gadol and the minchas chinuch of a kohen avyad, right? Beyond the mashachot. So that el yena, it says beferish kalil toktor, doesn't say a word about lote achel. The tachtena, meaning the normal korban of a kohen, that the kalil toktor was never said on the other korbanos. It was only said on the chavite. So now, how do I know minayin litena tamur shel zeh bezeh v'tamur shel zeh bezeh? How do I know to apply the Yisr Lav of lo te'acher to the chavitim? How do I know that I have to be mocked here the minchas kein, whether it's a minchas adov or a minchas chayte? How do I know that? Tamud omar kalil kalil ikzerah shabbat. Therefore, say the Rabbonin, on the contrary, the Torah over here is comparing the Minchas Chavitim to the Minchas Kohen, and namely to tell me, Nemar Kan Kalil v'Nemar Ahalan Kalil, on both of them it is a lashon of Kalil. One it says Kalil Toktar, one it says Kalil Tihyeh. So Ma Kan, Ma Ahalan b'Kalil Toktar, Af Kan b'Kalil Toktar. So first of all, Tanya Rabbanan, you have to bring it on the Mizbeach, wherever there's such a thing. The Toktar is b'chay of you for Minchas Kohen. And furthermore, Ma kan liten lota asal akilato. Just like there's an issur lav on the akilah of a minchas kein, other than the chavitim, af lahalan liten lota asal akilato. So too on the minchas chavitim gufa, is there an issur lav, even though it wasn't said directly on the issur chavit, on the minchas chavitim? So that means I'll leave it to Rabbona, the Torah is dafka being makish the two cases, to tell me, don't think that there's a difference the way Rabbi Shimon thinks. There's no difference. You have to treat them all alike.
What's the solution for the doctor? Where do you put the
on the mizbeach, like you always do. Right. In other words, we're deicha. According to them, we're deicha, Rabbi Abbot.
Is there nothing?
Nothing. That's the trouble. Litein et ha'omer shel zeh bezeh. Boy, Rabina. Rabina has an interesting question. Okay, so it's comparing the two to give you both halachas, not to make these artificial distinctions. You're right that the diyuk is more medriyak ali b'derab Shimon. So, Rabbi Isa, you'll remember that before, just a moment ago, we were comparing the din of the haktar of the kain on something that is a cheva for him, let's say by Osham Shifcha Harufa. Now that's not a mincha, that's an Osham, right? But we compared it to these din, and as we were applying the din of the mincha over there to things that are coming, the Gemara said, I would have thought after things that are coming on a shogeg, because it says, Al nefesh hachata, or shogeg. So we needed another raya. But nefesh shogeges includes zvachim as well. So in other words, if a kohen is bringing a korban oshem charuf on a mezid, how do I know that he has the right to bring that korban, if he wants to, for himself? That I need the extra drush that we brought over here to tell me kol mincha, the halacha vayta la kohen kamincha also told me that he could bring his korban chatas, his korban ashram, and so on, right? But if that's the case, we're sort of taking for granted that we can learn. We saw this earlier, by the way, also, because we talked about the korban of the kohen in Khalil. We asked from the mincha on those who were held the gabbai the din. Remember, we asked about the akum. We compared the din of the mincha of the akum that it would have to be kolil to the oilah. Everything is an oilah, the same thing with the din of the mincha. So it's the idea that something is kolil runs across the board, whether it's mincha, whether it's behema, we assume it's the same halacha. The question, therefore, that Ravina raises is a fascinating question. Is the din of the lav of lo te'achel on the portion of a kohen, is it applicable to a zebach? Or is it only a mincha? What would be the case? Let's say, Ravina. Kohen she'achal mina emurim. Let's say a kohen eats from the emurim of a carbon. Now those emurim, of course, are meant to be on the mizbeach. So I want to know, ma, what is his status, legabi the Yisrael lav? Now obviously, lav the zaris lokami boyami. As far as the question of the Kohen being vis-a-vis the emurim, the equivalent of a non-Kohen, he's a czar. He has no rights whatsoever to emurim. If a czar is osur and achilas emurim, a Kohen is osur and achilas emurim. That's a given. I'm not asking about that. He called me boy, they love the Khalil Tihiyeh. Lo te'achel. Here we're talking, I'm talking about a Kohen who eats the emurim of a korban that is being brought by a Kohen. That's my question. Is he also over because of this lav of lo te'achel? No differently than had he eaten a minchas kohen? Or not? Maybe that's a dindakin kohen. Omar, Rav Aaron, Ravina. Who else would you expect? He never showed up before, did he? Of course, some take it out, but it's okay. Tashma, Titania. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Kol Shehi Bechalil Tihyeh Litein Lo Ta'aseh Al Achilato. Wherever there is a din of Chalil Tihyeh, that's the Kol. So wherever there's a Chalil Tihyeh, and Chalil Tihyeh could be said by anything, any carbon that has to be put on the Mizbeah. And anything that is not, and instead is eaten, you're going to be over on a Lo Ta'aseh. Minchas Kohanim, Minchas Kohen Mashiach, Minchas Nesachim, La Mizbeach. There are three things that are given entirely to the Mizbeach, the Ein Behem, the Kohanim, and they have no Chelak, the Kohanim, in it at all. And those three things are the normal Mincha, the Kohen, that we've just been through, at least according to some Shitas, the Mincha, the Kohen Mashiach, which is the Chavitim, and every minchas nesachim that is brought together with the korban ne'ilah, those korbanos and mechuyim nesachim, they go to the mizbeach, and the kohen gets nothing. In these three cases, the mizbeach is in a more powerful position than the kohanim, in that it doesn't have to share at all. Now, there's also the opposite case. There's the shtei alechem and alechem aponim, which are given to the Kohanim, and the Mizbeach doesn't get a thing. Vein behem la Mizbeach. Ubezeh, yafakayach ha-Kohanim yikayach ha-Mizbeach. So the Kohanim also get one up on the Mizbeach in those cases. Asks the Gemara, wait a minute over here. What? This seems to be a very arbitrary list. I mean, there's Su Lekha, you're telling me there's no other cases where things are given entirely to the Mizbeach and the Kohen doesn't get anything. I mean, well, what about a carbon oila? Every carbon oila is Khalil Tihyeh, so then it's given entirely to the Mizbeach. What's the Kohen's portion? Ah, 1 minute. Over there, Ika Orach LeKohanim. We know that the skin of the Mizbeach, of the oila, is not given to the Mizbeach. So you can't really say the Mizbeach doesn't have to share. So he has to share the skin with the Kohen. We're looking for something in which the Mizbeach, the Kohen would have nothing, and it all goes to the Mizbeach. Well, now, wait a minute. What about an Olah Sa'ov? An Olah Sa'ov is entirely given to the Mizbeach. It's not a skin that's given to the Kohanim. It's not skinned at all. So why wouldn't that be included? Because it isn't really given entirely to the Mizbeach either, you see. There's also the Murah, the Notzah of the bird. Feel a strange affinity with your kindergarten teacher. Richard? Richard, you weren't paying attention. That's what they say. Everything you learned, you have to learn in kindergarten. No wonder. The crucial phase. Thank you. Oh my God, what a thing this kid. Did I already make a broth on this and drink? No, they didn't have Rambarum. I had no Rambarum, darling. Sorry. No, no. Maybe Howdy Doody could be there.
Howdy Doody.
Tom Corbett's basically
there. It's Makokas. It means notes, actually. Feathers and notes of dover. That's disgusting, which is the energy that would come out together with the Mura. Yeah, together with the crop. That's Makokas, what it means, also the area outside, which you cut out the crop. But in any event, it doesn't go to the Mizbeach. So there's two elements the Mishnah is talking about. A, it goes entirely to X, and B, it entirely doesn't go to Y. So there was, even though we have the kiyum of B, it doesn't go to the Kohen, but you can't say we have the kiyum of X, because it doesn't go to the Mizbeach either. We're listing those things which are entirely the Mizbeach, and entirely not the Kohanim. So the entirely not the Kohanim part is excluded by from the Eira, excludes the Karban Eira. The entirely to the Mizbeach part excludes the Eilat Arif, in which the Noitz and the Mura are not given to the Mizbeach. So therefore, the Mishnah actually is quite consistent. But wait a minute. What about it? Karban, the Nesachim. How about Va'ika Nesachim? So we have the Nesachim that would be put on the Mizbeach, every Nesachim, every Nesach that's brought. No, excuse me, not true. We only have the Minchas Nesachim. The Nesachim themselves, the wine, doesn't go on the Mizbeach. It goes L'shitinas, it goes through the holes, the tubes that go through the Mizbeach, into the Tahom. Uh-huh. So why does it say Ubezeh Yofet Teach Mizbeach? I mean, you must be trying to tell me something. Dafka in these cases, as opposed to what? No, that's Lafukim in Shmuel. Shmuel says that Nesachim are actually put on the Mizbeach. Yomar Shmuel ha-mitnadev yayin. Somebody brings a carbon adava of wine, which is Nesach, he's mevio mizalfa galiyushim. He sprinkles it over the fire so that it doesn't put out the fire, but it's essentially vaporized as it falls. So kamashmala. Therefore, the Mishnah is saying, Dafka, in the cases mentioned in the Mishnah, do things go to the Mizbeach, but not what Shmuel claims, that Yayin goes to the Mizbeach, and that's why it says, Bezeyot the Keach on Mizbeach, only in this case, not in cases of Nidoves of Yayin. Kamash wonder the Shitin Asa, that's the whole point, is to tell me that it goes to the Shitin. Now, but also, there's also a Bezeh, there's also a riot to Shmuel. Because Misayel Shmuel Yom Shmuel Hamitnadev Shemen Kumtso Vishyarav Ne'acholim. Shmuel tained that the kemetz is taken from Shemen as if it were a mincha, and only the remainder is given to the kohen, and not that if someone is Nadev Shemen, it's like a presented to the mizbeach but given entirely to the kohen. So you see over here that indeed the Mishnah doesn't say, it says Bezeh Yafa, in which case not in Shemen, because in Shemen it is shared, so we don't put the entire Shemen on the Mizbeach, and we don't give the entire Shemen to the Kohen. Neither approach would be correct. You have to make a container, put the Shemen in it. So Memela Shiyah, we'll see later on. So, The Mishnah, therefore, is both a raya to one element of Shmuel and a raya against the other element of Shmuel. Shtei alechem, v'lechem aponim, v'sulek. Why are you saying these are the only cases that the Mizbeach doesn't get anything? I mean, what about a chatas ha'ov? Chatas ha'ov also, Mizbeach doesn't get anything. It's given entirely to the Kohen? No. The chatas ha'ov itadoma. The dam of the chatas ha'ov has to be put on the Mizbeach. Remember, the idea over here is that it's the entirety that we're talking about. You cannot say that it's the entirety isn't shared with the Mizbeach. So that's not going to be But what about the Lug Shemen of a Metzairah? Not in Nedava. There's a Lug Shemen Shel Metzairah. The Lug Shemen Shel Metzairah we could give entirely then to the Kohen. No, not true, because you have the Matonis. So if you're right, if the entire thing was given to the Kohanim, then and none of it was given to Mizbeach, it would be included along with Shtei Alechem Lechem upon him. However, it happens to be that the Torah says you have to take some of that oil and put it on the toe and on the thumb of the Mitzairah. So in the middle of it, Kohen doesn't get all of it. And remember, that's one of the criteria. Not only what isn't given to the Mizbeach, but what is given to the Kohen. So just like in the Vreisha we said, not only what isn't given to the Kohen, but what's given to the Mizbeach, that comes to tell me that a Chatas Ha'ov, I mean that the Mura Benotza excludes Olas Ha'ov, correct? Because it isn't given to the Mizbeach. Over here the opposite is true by the Kohen. The Lug Shemen Shel Metzairah indeed is given to the Kohen, but there's always that part that goes on the Bahena, so that even though it's not given to the Mizbeach, it's not given to the Kohen. Same thing is true about in the other direction. The Mura Benotza isn't given to the Kohen, but it isn't given to the Mizbeach. So again, the Mishnah is very clear. Its criteria are all 100%. It has to be to one and zero to the other. Now, when you say bezeh in the second part, bezeh yotekeach hakeani mikeach mizbeach, why is stressing the bezeh? Who is that coming to tell you we should not listen to? The bezeh is coming lafruki b'man diomar shtei alechem haba'ot b'fnei atzmam l'sreifa asa. Remember that we had a question before, what's the din if you're bringing the shtei alechem without the kvasim to be matir them? And that was a machlokas, whether if they aren't linked in the time that you don't have kvasim, do you still bring the shtei alechem and the shtei alechem go le'ibud? By the way, this should remind you, so why did they laugh at Rav Abba? The year would be a perfect example of a case where I bring a carbon and say like le'ibud. And everybody was laughing at Rav Abba. Tosis says this kasha number out. That's already not a kasha because the ikur carbon of the shtei alechem is not meant to go le'ibud. But if you're telling me that the minchas chaytei, normally you'd have the kvatzim that are matzir it. But if you're telling me that the minchas chaytei of a kohen is created to go le'ibud, that's crazy. Why create a carbon to go le'ibud? All right. But in any event, this comes to tell me that bezeh yotekeach, this is a case in which the kohanim's keach is always better. And always better means even in a case where you have your shtei alechem without the question to be matir, nonetheless, it's yotze keach hakayanim, and the keyanim should eat it. Lafuki the mandiyomer holds that it's le'ibun. Kamashvelam, to bezu yotze keach kayanim v'olam, it's always better off, and they yet eat the shtei alech. Kol haminachot hana'asot b'chli tu'unot shelosha matanot shana. The general halacha is that wherever I am bringing a mincha, and that mincha is made in a kli sharis, there are three separate netinot of shemen, as we spoke about earlier. Maybe you want to close the door. There's a little tongue that keeps it shut. So the three matanis are, you have the etzika, and you have the balila, and you have the matan shemen b'kli. This is a reverse order. As we mentioned before, you put a little bit of oil on the side. That's in the kli. That's before you put the seilas. You put then the seilas in the kli. Then you put shemen for belila. So that's simply for mixing it. And then after it's mixed, where the Torah says v'yatzaka le'ashemen, you put shemen on the actual mixture. That's not part of the way you would normally prepare something. That's a special mitzvah that Sarah says to do a yitzika.
And from the kli, you put it.
Yeah, that is all in the kli. There are minchas that are not all made in the kli. Namely, the minchas ma'afei tanur. The minchas ma'afei tanur is only the first part is made in the kli. The afiyah is in the oven over there. And you don't have the same din of yitzika in the original hakhana. We'll see what you do with the ma'afei tanur.
So
So we got this in Shemaim before Hanukkah.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to get to it more than that.
Yeah.
At the end of the Mishnah, this plays a big role in my book on Hanukkah, the closing words of this Mishnah. So, when it comes to, in general, so all of these matonis, Yitzika, B'lila, Matashem, Rikodim, Lasiyasa, when you have chalais, these chalais, you do the belila at chalais. So chalais veilalan, divrei rabbi, shachachomim omrim seles. The question over here is, do I wait until I complete what I'm doing? And the mincha seles is not to discuss. Mincha seles isn't cooked. So b'meila, obviously I do the yitzika what it is. I mean, well, how else may I do the belila what it is? The shayla is just flour. It's not cooked.
It's not cooked,
so it's just mixed. So there's no question. It's not called chalais, so there wouldn't be any issue about what to do about the chalais. But how about those things that are made either as chalais or as rekikin? Now, rekikin, it says beferish that there should be a yitzika on the rekikin. But I don't know, how about the chalais? Where normally, when we say chalais, by the way, that includes the fried mincha. Those are also called chalais. The minchas marcheshes, minchas marchavas are called chalais too. So over there, after, Rebbe says, after you do the cooking, whether the cooking is in the tanur, whether the cooking is in the machavat or in the marcheshes, that's where it is that you put on the shemen for belila. Whereas the chachamim say, no, seles. The belila, even on things that are going to be cooked, are put, the shemen is mixed before you do the cooking. Now, the chalais are tunais belila, the rekikin are tunais meshicha. Where you have a minchas ma'afei tanur, remember you have a choice of bringing either chalais or rekikin, or we also have the shita of Rabbi Shimon, in which you could mix as chalais, mix as rekikin. What's the difference between chalais and rekikin? So the chalais require belila. Again, it depends which shita you hold up. According to Rabban, the belila is done while they're still seles, before they're baked. According to Rebbe, the belila is done after they're already chalais, after we do the petita, where we break them up again. Remember, these things need to be broken up in order to do kmitza. That's called petita. We'll get to later. So that's, they're turned, by the way, it's called grape nuts. That's what I was saying. The grape nut is basically the petita that we do, in which we turn, what they do is they bake a bread, they bake a loaf, and they grind up the loaf into a cereal. So that's what I was saying. I went into my color because I was going crazy. It's grape. I don't know why they call it grape nut flakes. They call it. So those things are indeed a petita, and according to the Rebbe, that's when you do the belila. But if you make a rekik, you do a meshicha on the rekik. So that means that you anoint it. You use your finger and you anoint the actual pancake. Ketzad moshchein, how do you do that meshicha? You do it kimin chi yevanit. You use a Greek chi, which is basically like an X. So weird, because last night, oh, this is mommy so strange, last night Oriel decided he's going to teach my grandchildren Greek. They're sitting up, they didn't sleep, they sat up for hours and hours memorizing the Greek alphabet and learning how to write. You know, so now they know how to write Greek. In any event, Mamish, like the next Mishnah, is going to move. You have to do Mashiach like a chi. Vashar ne'achalim lakohanim. And of course, in all of these menachas, wherever you have shemen, where over here you don't do belila, how much shemen does it take to make a chi, for heaven's sake? So you have a lot of shemen that's left over. That shemen is given to the kohanim as if it was about that shemen. That's part of the shirayim of the mincha. Now the question is, now that we have at Lakas Neiras and all the excitement of Hanukkah, what time do we meet Masai Shabbos? We're fortunate Moshe Baruch is in here, so we don't have to argue about it. So the question is, what time shall we meet?
Shabbos.